The member for Mayo is looking to ban unsolicited text messages from politicians. Thousands of people have complained to ACMA, the regulatory body, about messages from Craig Kelly and the United Australia Party, with links and messages discrediting major parties and COVID health policies. Rebecca Sharkey plans to reintroduce the Centre Alliance bill to give Australians the right to opt out of these political texts. She joins me now to discuss. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jenny. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us. More than 4,000 people have complained to ACMA about these texts, but largely they're powerless to do anything to help, right?
At the moment, they are. At the moment, politicians and political parties are exempt, essentially, from being able to... They can spam all day long, and I think that people should have the right to opt out. So both Sterling Griff, my co-senator in the Senate, and myself will be introducing at the same time a piece of legislation to stop unsolicited communications. So it won't stop members of parliament or parties from sending you a text message, but it will give you the opt-out option, just like you have at the moment if a business texts you.
I was really surprised that these text messages kept coming, because I remember 2 years ago they started sending text messages saying, you know, if elected, they will end up banning unsolicited text messages. It was a really ironic, weird message, right? Was that right?
Look, back in 2019, you know, the last election we had, people were contacting me then saying that they were sick of receiving these text messages. Sterling Griff took a bill to the Parliament. That actually went through quite a long process of going through a committee, and the committee doing an inquiry and having a look at it. At the time, that private member's bill also included charities. And while the people on the committee, the politicians on the committee, said that they were sympathetic to people wanting to opt out of receiving text messages from politicians, they were concerned that charities might be unduly affected. So we've taken out the charities out of this. This is just affecting how people are contacted by members of parliament or political parties. And it's really just about giving some power back to those of us with mobile phones, because I've received them too. And you know, your mobile phone's pretty personal. It's generally always on you. It's in your pocket. It's on your hand. It's in your hand. And the idea that people don't have the ability to switch off from these, I think is really unfair, and I think it's a really simple thing that we can change.
Do you have any concerns about what's actually contained within those messages as well?
Well, the most recent messages from Craig Kelly, yes, I do. Now, this is broader than Craig Kelly, though, and I want to be really clear on that. This is going to provide that power for people receiving text messages, unsolicited text messages from any political party at all. We've already seen that there's been some movement with respect to the inaccuracies in the text messages provided by Craig Kelly, but we're not even in an election yet. People are already getting bombarded with political text messages. I think we just need to give the option to people to say, thanks, but no thanks.
Rebecca Sharkey's with me. She's the member for Mayo. The federal government is in a contentious space at the moment with regards to a plan to ditch the French submarine deal, losing trillions of dollars potentially in favour of newer, stealthier technology from the US. Do we know yet what this might mean for South Australia, Rebecca?
Well, look, we're told that this is going to mean lots of jobs. I have so many questions about this whole process, and we're organising a briefing at the moment with government, because people in the community have said to me, well, how much is this going to cost us? What's the time frame? How does this affect our sovereignty? And with the deal with the French that we've just ended, you know, what's the cost in that? Will there be a penalty cost because we are breaking a contract? And then, of course, there's the more recent concerns about how will this affect our ability to have an EU trade agreement, and what does this mean for our relations with France and other nations in Europe. So There's a lot to unpack here. I was really appreciative of Minister Birmingham giving me a call not long after the announcement and offering that briefing. So we're just coordinating some times now. But, you know, potentially this could be, a very significant and important project for South Australia in particular. Centre Alliance, formerly Nick Xenophon team, we've been pushing all along to make sure that there is as much local content in any shipbuilding deals that we have. We really see ourselves as the hub of Australia's national shipbuilding program. So it's going to be really important that the Australian community, and particularly the South Australian community, has a very good understanding of what is at play now.
And I understand nuclear technology is far superior for stealth missions because it allows the submarines to stay underwater instead of popping up and potentially, exposing themselves. But there is controversy surrounding that style of energy, and I understand even the New Zealand Prime Minister is not happy about this.
He has said that our submarines will not be welcome in their waters. So there's a lot to this, yes. I think it's important that we, make sure that we're separating nuclear technology from, nuclear weapons. These will not have nuclear weapons on them, but there are a lot of questions around what this means from a nuclear technology point of view. And for me, I think that, the overarching question is what does this mean with respect to Australia's sovereignty? How reliant will we now be on the US for this technology, for these submarines? Will that mean that we need to follow the US into, perhaps decisions or potentially, we've followed them into wars before. Does this mean that we will have a greater reliance on the United States and perhaps a changing of our relationship with the States? So there's a lot of questions, not just from a building point of view, not just from the technology itself and what that actually means with the subs, and South Australia's involvement from a building perspective, but what's the overall picture? And this morning there was a lot of discussion coming out of Europe with respect to our trade negotiations with the EU, which is going to be a very important trade agreement, particularly for our region in South Australia. So there's, we have an announcement, but I think we have 1,000 questions behind it.
Looking forward to getting some answers. Thanks so much, Rebecca Sharkey, for your time today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.